Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. Find out more about the Energy Efficiency Grant, aimed at helping businesses to operate in a more sustainable way, by visiting localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll hear about how business in the community Ireland is seeking to get more companies in Donegal involved in delivering its various education programmes with both primary and post-primary schools. I've been finding out more from its Northwest Regional Coordinator, Pamela Kearney. And we'll be hearing about how Home Building Finance Ireland, which was set up by the government for lending money to building companies so that they can build new homes, is hosting an event in Letterkenny this coming Tuesday. But let's start things on a nice positive note. Balbuffet Anstruther Chamber of Commerce is preparing for its first ever business awards. They're going to take place on the 5th of October. And to tell me more about that, and indeed the Chamber itself, delighted to say, joined on the line by the Secretary of the Chamber, Louise Patton. Louise, a big event to look forward to, and I suppose it's a positive sign of the Chamber taking steps forward. And I understand the reaction already has been very favourable.
Chris, yeah, we've had such a great reaction. These Chamber Awards are the first ever to be done in Balbuffet, so we are really excited. We've been overwhelmed by the response, to be honest, from the businesses who are currently voting at the moment, which you can do by going on to the Chamber's Facebook page. There's an online voting link there, or if you're visiting any of the stores in Balbuffet who have the voting slips there, you can do that there either. Now, voting will be finishing on Monday the 9th of September, so I would encourage everybody to get their votes in. But no, the response has been amazing. We have 1,000 votes online so far, and we never envisaged this, to be honest with you. So we're delighted with the excitement that is mounting. And it's creating a real buzz in the town, which is lovely to see. Tables are filling up as well. So I know there'll be lots waiting to see what the finalists, who for every category we will have 3 finalists. So that will probably get a lot of momentum going as well. So no, it's very exciting at the moment in Balbuffet, yeah. Mm.
So tell us a little bit about your own position within the Chamber. You're the Secretary. What's your own background in business locally?
So Chris, I together with my husband Stephen, we run a business called Patton Frozen Foods and the Igloo in Balbuffet. So we supply hotels, restaurants, cafes, takeaways on a wholesale basis with food, chilled food and frozen. And then in 2013, we opened the Igloo, which is our retail shop, which is open to the public on Trusk Road. So no, I'm here now nearly 15 years working alongside my husband. Which has good moments and bad moments, but anyway, I've been here for nearly 15 years, and we've seen a lot of changes in business over that period of time. And I suppose the thing that kind of threw everybody off was COVID, and at that time all hotels and restaurants, takeaways were all closed, so our whole wholesale end, you could have never have seen it happen, but closed down at that time. So the Igloo for us was a real, we didn't realise how versatile we were making the business when we opened the Igloo. It was kind of a trial run, see how well it went. And yeah, I think we're actually the most successful frozen food store in the Northwest at the minute. So no, we're delighted to have that as well. And it gets us meeting people, whereas the wholesale end, you don't see so many when you're working from an office all the time. And I love when people come into the shop and you get talking to them and you realise why they've been there. Maybe they haven't been there before or something like that. And no, it's been lovely because feeding families, as you know, has got so expensive, especially in the last year or so. And we offer such good quality food for a reasonable price when you're feeding your family. So it definitely is. It's worth a visit, and we're all seeing our grocery bills mounting. So You know, anything that can help you with that is a good one.
Now, you mentioned there's sort of networking and meeting people, and that's where something like the Chamber can really come into its own. And in Balbofeyn's Trinorler, you know, the more people who are on board with businesses and sharing ideas, usually the better the end product.
Big time. And between when COVID happened, there was kind of four of us that met up, and we weren't in the Chamber at the time, but it was meeting up and sharing your experiences and just talking to each other at the time. And it was done, first of all, through Zoom meetings, and then we gradually were able to meet up. And we kind of, out of it, we brought a group together that were interested in working with the Chamber and being part of it, and we called it Stronger Together. And eventually that evolved into actually us becoming the Chamber. So all of the people involved in the Chamber now, our chairperson is Paul Harkin from Harkin's Gala. Our vice chairperson is Tracy Alexander from the Coffee Loft and Alexander's in Balbofeyn. Then there's myself from the Igloo and Pat and Frozen Foods. And then we have David Foy as well from Foy's of Balbofeyn and Letterkenny. So all business-based people, all knowing what's happening in the business world and facing it on an everyday basis and knowing what you need and what's, you know, the different things that you come up against every day, whether it be HR issues, whether it be, you know, stress workshops. We ran a few things actually with this new Chamber. We've done, we did a pizza and wine night to kind of get people socialising and getting people together, which was lovely. We've done stress workshops, HR workshops. We're hoping now to get Brenda Hegarty, great lady from the Leo local enterprise office, in talking to us in the next few weeks. And yeah, we're trying to look after things that businesses, as I say, are facing challenges, they're facing on an everyday basis, whether it be electricity, HR. Brenda from the Leo will keep us on the update of what's out there and available, because it's not an easy time in small businesses. It's, you know, you just seem to be throwing obstacles right, left and centre. And it's to talk to other people when you're going through that, you realise you're not on your own, because business can be a lonely place, and we each look at each other and think, oh, they're doing brilliant, you know, we don't, sure, they would have it all figured out. Nobody has it all figured out, much as they look like they might. And to actually talk to somebody and realise, oh, they're going through the same thing as me, is a really good thing. So that was what this new Chamber is aimed at. It's aimed at bringing us together in Balbofeyn, the Balbofeyn businesses, all sitting down together and working together, whether it be an event like this, the awards, or whether it be just in a general everyday basis of being able to pick up the phone and ring somebody and say, I'm having bother with this. Are you in the same boat, or have you any experience? And you can learn so much from each other that way. So, no, it was just, that's the hope going forward, that, you know, we would have new members and people who feel welcome, because this is for everybody. The award night is for everybody, businesses in Balbofeyn, whether you're a Chamber member or whether you're not. And the hope is that to bring people together and create a good business community in Balbofeyn, because community is a massive thing. So, no, that's what we are really hoping to create out of this, is a stronger business community. Yeah, and, who work together.
Ultimately, those who are recognised at the awards, I mean, first of all, to be nominated and even be in the running is an achievement. And for those who do actually take awards on the night, you know, nothing better than being given a bit of recognition by people in your own area.
Big time. And it's not only business. This isn't only for business people. There's community awards in there as well. There's a community superstar award, which is a lovely one. I think there's a hell of a lot of people out there in the Twin Towns who work hard on an everyday basis. You see them out there, you see them planting flowers, painting, making the place look better, cutting grass, things like that. And those things are everything in a town, and their efforts do not go unnoticed. And there's also people who are working with young people, whether it be in drama or sport or things like that. And you would love to see those people recognised. And I don't think they do it to be recognised. I think they do it for the love of working with younger people or in sports or whatever it is, or their love of gardening and taking care of their pride, I suppose, in a town. But it would be lovely to see those people recognised. And we have a sports facility one as well, which is for sports clubs. So it would be football clubs, it would be running clubs, gyms and things like that. So any way related to fitness and lifestyle. So it's not just a business award. It's also the community is recognised and the clubs and things as well, which would be, it's lovely to see everybody brought together. And it's not just for businesses. We want to see, we want to appreciate people, and we want to point out the good things in Balbafay because there are so many. Sometimes Balbafay is always brought into headlines for all the wrong reasons. And behind that is a team of people like ourselves and community people who are trying really hard to make it a better place to live, to work, to shop, you know. And that's why I do this. I do this because not only am I running a business in Balbafay, I'm bringing a family up in Balbafay. And the world is a scary place at the minute, and to have a good town, a good community, and we have so many things in this town that we don't recognise. We have a great range of sports clubs. No matter what my kids are going to in the evening, I don't have to leave the Twin Towns, which is amazing when you think about it. So, you know, all those things to be recognised would be a lovely thing. And no, we just, overall, we're not going to fix every problem. And I know that there will be negative comments, and you'll always get those, but we're so far so good, and the response has been really good, and we're trying to do a really positive thing here.
Yeah, and the hope no doubt will be that this will become an annual event and go from strength to strength. And from what you've said, I mean, you've made a very positive start on all of this, and positivity is so much, you know, if you're surrounded by positive people, usually you'll find out you're all going in a positive direction. If people want to find out more, is there a Facebook page, or where can they get details?
So if people want to find out more, the voting link has been shared a lot by businesses on Facebook and by different people, but you can go to the Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, and it has a green logo, which is wee, but it throws you off. So you can vote through there. If you want to find out about becoming a member of the Twin Towns Chamber of Commerce, you can contact the lovely girls in the base, and they will direct you in that way. And as I said, you know, this event isn't just for members. It is for all the businesses in Balbafay and Stranorlar. So we want to include everybody in this, and it would be lovely to see them. And as I say, the info is available from the Facebook page, with the green logo, the Balbafay and Stranorlar Chamber of Commerce. Yeah.
And just give us the date and details of the venue once again for the awards.
Okay, so the awards happen on Saturday, the 5th of October. It all kicks off with a drinks reception in the Villa Road Hotel. And we have 280 seats, and I'm expecting this to sell out. And that's my aim, to get a sold out sticker on the signs and things that are out there. So, a great event, and if you are in business in the Twin Towns, we would love to have you as a new member of the Chamber, and please give the girls a ring in the base. And as I say, this is about positive things. This isn't about negativity anymore in Balbafay.
And that was Louise Patton, Secretary of the Balbafay and Stranorlar Business Chamber. If you want more information, the number to contact is 07491 90909. That's 07491 90909. Business in the Community Ireland is urging more businesses based in the Donegal area to be involved in delivering its various education programmes. Now, these programmes are not only a worthwhile employee engagement experience, but they also enable a company to forge closer links with the local community and help tackle educational disadvantage. Well, to tell me a little bit more, Pamela Kearney is the Business in the Community Ireland Northwest Regional Coordinator. Pamela, thanks for joining me. I suppose, first of all, maybe you can tell us a little bit about Business in the Community Ireland, and then what exactly are these programmes that are delivered?
Yes, certainly. Thank you very much for the invite, Chris. Business in the Community Ireland is one of the leaders in sustainability and social inclusion nationwide. We're a membership organisation The head office is based in Dublin. And companies join the organisation if they are motivated and if they pledge to be more sustainable in their practices and to work responsibly as businesses. There are currently over 100 members of Business in the Community Ireland. So I work as a regional coordinator here in County Donegal, and my remit is within the area of social inclusion and education. And again, we work with deaf schools here in the county.
So perhaps you can give us maybe some examples of the type of education programs that you deliver and what exactly is involved.
There are several different programs that we deliver. Some of the programs obviously upskill teachers and principals, and the companies are involved in those. The other programs that I am currently focusing on are those for primary schools and secondary schools. What we do is we work with DESH post-primary schools and DESH primary schools, and sometimes non-DESH schools if there are companies and schools interested. And we deliver various programs. For the primary school children, aged between 7 and 10, we do two programs. Those programs are delivered by companies who are motivated to help the young children to develop literacy skills where the need arises, and numeracy. So the teachers in the classroom select the children to get involved in the programs. Volunteers then come forward from businesses. They partner a school, and each volunteer, if it's literacy, matches with one child or two volunteers and two children, and they go through a range of books. The books are really exciting and they're tailored to the children's interests. The books can include topics on football, on volcanoes, on dinosaurs, anything at all, but they're especially selected then to encourage and motivate the children to enjoy reading, and the reading is made fun. The employees then can also volunteer to work with the third class children, sort of 9-10 year olds, and they work on numeracy. So what they do there is they use games. It's not unusual then to be sitting on a beanbag with four children around you as an employee or as a volunteer, and to be playing with a huge dice and looking and adding up the numbers on the dice as each child throws the dice. It's not unusual as well to use huge playing cards. And there are different games. Now, the school then keeps all the games and resources, the books and the fun interactive materials that are used in the Time to Count and Time to Read programs. The employees who volunteer do so for an hour or so each week, and they have a partner from their company. And so it's a way for employees to meet other colleagues that they may not work with usually. And together they work then within that primary school. All of our programs are within the academic year. For the post-primary schools then, we have a mentoring program. This is a lovely program. It's so impactful. What happens there is there are volunteers from companies, and they would then be matched or paired with a young person from school. The young person will be in fifth or sixth year, and the volunteers will work with them during the academic year and meet them for an hour every 3 weeks. They actually meet them within the company premises, and the volunteer is almost like that young person's champion. The young person can confide in them. They can go through different topics that they want to explore, CVs, interview skills, courses, job searches, etc. So essentially what happens is the volunteer from the business almost sets up a personal plan for that young person, helps them set goals, gives them the benefit of their hindsight, tells them about their experience, their current roles, their employers, and everything that they've went through in their life to get to the position they're in within their workplace. So it's so satisfying and so rewarding for the volunteers and giving back to their local communities.
I suspect that, you know, the feedback, be it from the individuals who are getting this experience, or indeed the teachers or a school principal or any of the mentors, you know, everybody's getting something out of it.
Most definitely. You would find that from an employer's perspective, the business leads, which would be the partner in the company, would often say that the people we're working with in post-primary schools are the future workforce. What we're doing is equipping the future workforce, we're upskilling them, and we're using that pool of talent who might be our employees in the future. So basically, it's motivational for the company. because they can tap into the young talent, the gifts and the unique qualities of the young people as well. I'll give you an example. Gallagher's Bakehouse, one of my companies, they're working with St. Columba's in Glenties, and they set the young people a challenge as part of their program, and their program was a World of Work program. And that their challenge was for the young people to come up with new gluten-free products. So what was wonderful was the young people actually did go home. They involved their aunties, they involved grannies, uncles, granddads to make chocolate chip cookies and cakes and bread to come up with really, you know, genuine recipes that the company could actually think about as a, in terms of product development. So it's mutually beneficial for all the partners who are involved in the projects.
I was reading there that in the last academic year, you had a number of schools involved in what was called the World of Work program. And just reading, you know, be it workshops, company visits, employee career talks, soft skills training, sustainability sessions. You know, it's pretty all embracing, and you certainly cover a lot.
It really is. Yeah, it does. The World of Work program itself, again, within the academic year. And in terms of a company, their commitment could be up to 10 hours over the academic year, up to 6 staff would be involved in the work. With the World of Work program, all the sessions take part within the school, usually an hour or so long, but all of our programs involve a site visit. So primary school children or post-primary school children have the opportunity to see what it's like behind the scenes, to actually go into the company, and they get a tour that's hosted then by the employer themselves. But the World of Work program provides an insight into industry for the young people. They get to meet individuals who are employed by the company. They find out what their job roles are, what the benefits are of their roles are, what the bonuses are of their roles, what they find satisfactory about their jobs. And that's a day in the life session. The company then also has the opportunity to cover issues such as sustainability and social inclusion. So, for example, we have ProAmpac. They were working with the school in Guido, and what they did is they brought in all their waste products that they had from their packaging processing plant. And they challenged the young people as part of their World of Work program to come up with ideas of how those waste products could be reused and recycled. So really purposeful for the organization themselves. And the insight that the World of Work program provides for the young people is it's excellent. It has a huge impact. It influences the choices and the options that the young people explore in the future.
And just looking at the Donegal companies, you know, you've a good geographical spread within the county. I see also amongst the companies taking part, Inishowen Engineering, Forward Emphasis International, with Marks and Spencer, AIB, Circuit, Donegal County Council, First Sourced. It's a big list.
It is indeed, yes. I will say in there, the Gallagher's Bakehouse, Optin, CETA, as you said, ProAmpac, Marks and Spencer's. It's excellent. But there's room for improvement. There's room for, in that, Chris, I would like to see other companies come in, local-based companies. For example, you know, there's nothing to stop a few hotels coming together and maybe two or three hotels working as one partner for one school, so that the young people who are interested in hospitality careers or tourism have an opportunity to visit three hotels. Likewise, if there are young people interested in architecture or construction, we could have building companies or architects coming together, or even solicitors in another area coming together. So we can have smaller businesses who come together to host a program, to deliver a program. Now, I probably pointed at this stage that there is a donation. The companies actually make a donation for the coordination and management of the program. As the regional coordinator, I would do all the, I guess, the heavy lifting. I would set up all the meetings with the principal, the school lead. I would match individuals who are involved in the program to mentors. If it's a mentoring program, we undertake the Garda vetting. We do an evaluation report at the end of the program. I would coordinate all the meetings and ensure that communication channels remain open. And if there's any troubleshooting needed there, I would engage in that. And it's lovely at the end of the program then to see the impact it's had, when we actually get feedback from the students of what they thought of the program. And the program's very flexible, so companies can tweak, you know, which sessions they do and when they do them they can have sessions close together or spread out throughout the academic year.
And if people want to find out more, Pamela, they can contact yourself, I take it, the Business in the Community Ireland website. Maybe you can give us some details on that.
Yes, by all means. I'm happy enough to give out my work mobile number, Chris. They can feel free to ring me in 086 170 5954, or as you've intimated there, they can go on to the website and place a message on the website. There's a section there for education. There's also more information about all the programs there and how rewarding it is for companies to participate. We've got feedback there, different quotes sent from young people who have been involved and also from the adults who have been involved in the program. Because nationwide, we have over 210 school business partnerships throughout Ireland. There's probably about 10 or 12 here in Donegal, but I think we need more. I think it's very important that the young people we have here in Donegal find out more about jobs and they get a realistic insight. You know, they learn to appreciate that it's all about lifelong learning. Our careers might meander. We don't take a straight path. I think quite often young people are surprised when they meet employees to find out that perhaps they've had three or four different types of careers, or they've undertaken different courses to get to the same job. So it's nice that the young people can benefit from the hindsight of the individuals in the workplace.
Pamela Kearney there, the Northwest Regional Coordinator with Business in the Community Ireland. Now, as you heard, Business in the Community Ireland runs a series of education programmes partnering DESH schools with local businesses aimed at improving literacy and numeracy levels and raising career expectations. DESH schools are designated schools with high concentrations of students from disadvantaged backgrounds. Pamela's number again, if you want to find out more, is 086 170 5954. That's 086 170 5954. Coming up after the break, we'll hear about an event being hosted by Home Building Finance Ireland in Letterkenny this coming Tuesday.
If your small business has undertaken a Green for Business, Green Start or SEAA energy audit, you're eligible to apply for an energy efficiency grant aimed at reducing the impact of enterprises on the environment. The scheme from Local Enterprise Office Donegal supports all aspects of sustainability, including water, energy and the circular economy. Continue your sustainability journey at localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Welcome back. Home Building Finance Ireland was set up by the government for lending money to building companies so that they can build new homes. Well, so far, it's approved around $2.1 billion in finance for building more than 11,000 new houses and apartments in 23 counties across the country, including over 13 million for more than 100 homes in Donegal. And it wants to do a lot more in this county. And this coming Tuesday, House Building Finance Ireland is hosting a breakfast event in Letterkenny aimed at house building companies that are looking to build in the county. It takes place in the Radisson Blue Hotel in Letterkenny from 8 o'clock. So to find out more, I've been speaking with David Fox, Business Development Manager at House Building Finance Ireland. David, many thanks for joining us. I suppose, first of all, maybe just to recap on what I've been saying there, it was set up by the government. Why was this done, and what was the purpose behind it?
Thanks, Chris. Yes, as you've outlined, Home Building Finance Ireland, or HBFI, was set up in 2019 to help increase the supply of new homes across the country. Specifically, it was set up to ensure that finance was available to fund commercially viable schemes, irrespective of where the development would be within the state. It's to ensure that there would be no funding gap there, so you wouldn't have a scenario where, obviously, we appreciate there was the need for new homes across the country, and where there was demand for them, and developers may have had an issue maybe finding funding and finance available. HBFI was to set up specifically to plug that gap. And to that end, we've been very busy supporting over 11,200 homes. And I suppose reflecting on just how much activity is going on in the in the industry, like in the last in the first half of 2024, like we would have doubled the amount of approvals of nearly 400 million in the first 6 months of the year as compared to the same period last year. And look, at that's also reflected in the activity that's in Donegal, and like I've been speaking to developers and prospective builders in Donegal Town, Killybegs, Letterkenny, about potential projects that they have and that they're looking to commence, and HBFI are looking to go and support them in that. Our mandate really is to ensure that we support construction of new homes across the country and make sure that funding isn't holding that up.
So fair to say that after the Celtic Tiger and a lot of small builders and indeed larger building firms may have gone out of business or scaled back, and I suppose going to the banks, maybe there was a difficulty in raising funding. So this essentially was sort of helping to fill that gap to provide that alternative source for funding for builders.
Yes, HBFI's mandate is to support the construction of new homes. Like we operate similar to a bank in regards. It is a loan that a developer will take out. Our average facility is roughly around 13 million, but that's paid back, generally speaking, within 22 months. So at the initial outset, we had 730 million from the Irish Strategic Investment Fund. And we loaned that out to the developers, depending on how obviously commercially viable it is, their experience and the demand for the homes locally. And then they will obviously repay that in a relatively short period of time when they've the home sold and people hopefully have moved into them. Our average term is 22 months, but we can provide loans for anything from $1 million up to over 100 million in reality if the development is large enough. But we would support a lot of smaller builders as well. We can look at projects from anything from 5 homes and above. So I spend a lot of my time chatting with smaller developers, or maybe developers that are new into the market as well, just trying to assist them in completing cash flows and application forms, so that if they have a viable project that when the finance is made available for them to build those homes.
Now, it was set up before COVID, so there was a delayed effect, I presume, in terms of it actually really getting up and running and fulfilling its potential.
Yeah, COVID affected every industry across the state, I suppose, in reality. But the fact of the matter is there's huge demand for homes across the country. So, look at it. You can see on a year-on-year basis there's more and more homes being built, and there's more demand for finance than on the back of that. As I mentioned earlier, the first 6 months of this year has been our busiest to date, but we have a really good team in our head office in Treasury Dock in Dublin that are supporting us, and any developer or builder, they will have direct access to a lender who will deal with them directly. They obviously, me and my role as business development manager, to help support them. And look, what we're looking to do in the Radisson Blue Hotel next Tuesday morning in Letterkenny is outline how developer, builder, or professionals that are within the industry that come along, we've outlined how they can apply for the funds and how we can make that as smooth a process as possible for them, and then get it turned around as quickly as possible.
And as things stand, is there a pipeline of projects in the county?
Yes, well, I think as you mentioned, we have approval of over 13 million already to date. That was supporting the building of over 100 homes. But even in the last 6 months, I've been talking to developers about their projects, from Donegal, Killybegs, Letterkenny, Buncrana. Absolutely, there's a strong pipeline coming through. I suppose what we also see, Chris, is that from initial conversation and even when funds get approved, you can see that it takes about 3 to 6 months for ground to be opened and for funds to be drawn. So there is that lag period. And HBFI, we can provide finance for commercially viable projects, be they for homes for private sale, for social, for affordable schemes. So we're very flexible in regards to the funding that we can provide for those projects. So we'll be hoping to support as many of them as possible. And I'm looking forward to meeting and chatting to as many developers and builders that have prospective projects coming on board next Tuesday morning in the Radisson Hotel from 8 p.m. We'll present on just outlining how they might apply and be successful in getting funding. And also we have the First Home Scheme are presenting along with us, and they will outline how they can provide assistance from a development perspective, and also outline the benefits to prospective home buyers from the private side of the market.
And is there a cap on the amount of funding that you have available to actually lend out?
As I mentioned earlier, we have funding currently of over 730 million. But if that was all drawn, we have it within our mandate to be able to go to the private market and raise more funds if needed. So we can go and access that funding should that be the case. But in reality, most of the funds that are drawn down are paid back within 22 months. So we end up recycling those funds, Chris. So there's absolutely no shortage of support available for any prospective developer builder at the moment.
And if somebody is interested and they can't get to the Radisson Blu Hotel in Letterkenny this coming Tuesday for the event, which starts at 8 o'clock, what's the alternative? Can they go to the website for Home Building Finance Ireland?
Yes, if they go to the website hpfi.ie, they can submit an inquiry there, just outlining what their needs are, or a small bit of detail on their prospective project. And we will be back to them. Like, alternatively, they can email me directly at david.fox@hbfi.ie. david.fox@hbfi.ie. And I will be back to them immediately to discuss how we can support them.
And if Home Building Finance Ireland wasn't in place, you know, fair to say that there certainly would be a lot less projects completed or coming ahead, because you are certainly providing that extra bit of capital in the market which may otherwise be lacking.
Absolutely. Like, our mandate is to ensure that debt funding is available to assist the delivery of new housing supply across the whole country. So we have no impediment on geographic location. And the fact of the matter is that is our mandate. So we'd hope to support as many schemes, commercially viable schemes, as possible.
And that was David Fox, Business Development Manager with Home Building Finance Ireland. Well, that's it for another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio. If you want to contact me, you can do so by email to businessmatters@highlandradio.com. Thanks for listening in. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. Find out more about the Energy Efficiency Grant, aimed at helping businesses to operate in a more sustainable way, by visiting localenterprise.ie/Donegal.